You're listening to SBS News.
Information about the coronavirus vaccine can be a lot to make sense of at times. But what about when it's not even in your native language? The government says it's working to adapt some of its mainstream vaccine campaign material into languages other than English. But community leaders say they want to work with the government to help make accurate, reliable information available in their languages. Dr. Mukesh Haikerwal is a general practitioner in Hobsons Bay, one of the most culturally diverse municipalities in Victoria. He says an information campaign like this could be the difference between life and death.
We obviously have a diverse community that we as Australians are part of, and we celebrate that. But of course, with that is a requirement, I suppose, to make sure that when we are doing national campaigns, health campaigns, something as important as this, that all of our community get a very good steer about what's going on. We need messaging in many languages. We need that in a written form. We also need it in clips, so in a way that people can listen to it or can view it on the social media or other platforms. So the messaging needs to be multi-platformed and multilingual, and also multi-age groups.
Much like mainstream Australia has had a lot of questions for doctors and scientists during the pandemic, Dr. Haikerwal says culturally and linguistically diverse communities needed the same reassurance in a language they can understand.
We've also got a large workforce of GPs who are also multilingual, and they can actually help people understand in their own languages what the needs are and what the concerns might be, and help them allay the fears. So absolutely front and centre, the role of the general practitioner in supporting, advising and reassuring people in this process is central. And that's in whatever language the GP might speak, but also in a manner which they are used to hearing from a trusted source.
It's one thing trying to stop misinformation spreading about the coronavirus vaccines in English, but what about when myths are circulating in dozens of languages? Australian Arabic Council Chairman Roland Jabour says the lack of official information available in language meant members of his community were left to seek out their own information about the vaccine, and that information hasn't always been truthful.
Members of the community talk to each other, and they communicate information that is not necessarily accurate, and this is obviously causing some concern. Many of the members of the community are exposed to satellites of foreign languages, and this in itself is causing a problem in terms of the number of sources of this information is leading to confusion and concern amongst members of the community.
Mr. Jabour says the government needs to develop a clear strategy for communicating key vaccine information to multicultural communities via sources they know and trust.
The focus needs to be to reach to those community groups, reach out to community leaders so this information can be disseminated and perceived to be coming from a trusted source. I think we could probably move away from traditional sources of information for migrant communities and maybe focus more on the areas where the communities is exposed to. So despite the fact that there are official sites where the information is being translated, it's really not necessarily reaching the community to the same level that one would expect.
Arabic-speaking communities aren't the only ones calling on the government to work with community leaders to help get accurate vaccine information out in languages other than English. Africa Health Australia Chair Dr. Vincent Ogu says members of various African communities aren't necessarily going to traditional sources for the information. Instead, he believes people would be more receptive to vaccine information if it was coming from sources they already know and trust.
Build trust with the community, and also to realize that the community does not necessarily access information from mainstream media, so there is need to explore those channels, avenues, sources which the community, particularly people from non-English speaking background, usually tap into.
Social worker and African youth leader Mari Jo Kamara says misinformation is also spreading among young people.
Most of the message that young people are getting, especially young Africans, is through social media. Some of these messages might not be true. During this COVID time, social media has been the best platform to talk to community people, because now it's hard for people to meet together. If the information is coming from organizations or community groups that they trust. People can take it seriously. We have young community organizations, sports groups, social groups that young people trust. So if those messages can come from those people, it would be very important for them.
With a lack of official in-language information coming from the government, many non-English speaking communities have been left to create and distribute their own resources about the vaccine. Hindu Council of Australia President Prakash Mehta says his team has already hatched a plan to help distribute in-language vaccine information.
We are thinking that as soon as the rollout or some detail comes, then we will develop a flyer in which we will circulate among all our member organizations, plus we will do some webinar with our doctors who are in the Hindu community and with some government representative available, and then we will promote that.
Mr. Mehta is also calling on the government to make vaccine information available in languages such as Hindi, Tamil and Punjabi.
If government thinks to produce this information in different languages like Hindi, Tamil and Punjabi, Gujarati, there are various languages are there. Most of the Hindu population here will be understanding English, but some old people or some parents who came, they might not be aware of that total English language. So that will also help in further promoting the vaccination.
All Australian citizens and permanent residents will be eligible for a free vaccine. Most visa holders will be too, including people on student, working, skilled, family, partner, refugee, humanitarian, regional, bridging or special visas. The only exceptions will be people in Australia on tourist, transit, e-visitor or electronic travel authority visas. The government says at this stage they will not be included in the country's vaccine rollout plan. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.